Hampshire College will make additional cuts to its workforce to help offset financial trouble that has made the school's future uncertain. On Monday, interim president Ken Rosenthal said that 24 faculty will be laid off. The layoffs are a part of the college's effort to stay open and independent, which also includes a fundraising campaign led by one of the school's most well-known alums, documentary filmmaker Ken Burns. Ken Burns graduated from Hampshire in 1975. He spoke with us about what sets Hampshire College apart.
First of all, I think so much of higher education has become transactional, and that's a bad thing. And the Hampshire College was transformational. It wasn't transactional. I don't recognize the person who entered Hampshire in 1971 and the person who emerged in the spring of 1975. It completely rearranged all my molecules, and I am steadfastly devoted to its model, to its experimenting nature, to its even to this crisis as an opportunity to reinvigorate what I think we do better than anyone else. And I think because we're in the top 4% of colleges in the United States that its alums go on to get PhDs, we're also really well positioned to confront a lot of the problems of immigration, of climate change, of diversity, of gender, of the things that bedevil so many other people with traditional educations. I think Hampshire is well suited. Hampshire students are well suited to go out in the world and solve those problems, or at least making a meaningful contribution to making those situations better.
And you talk about being transformed. You made your first documentary while a student there about the lives of rural Americans, and that clearly spurred your interest in history. Now you're one of eight members of the President's Options Working Group, which is looking into different options for Hampshire's future. The members are affiliated with the school, but not directly involved with the day-to-day operations. How many times have you met? And so far, what does the group think the right direction for the school is?
Well, in fact, the group has met several times. But my role that's much more important to that is I've just recently agreed to be the co-chair of the development committee that is charged with raising an extraordinary amount of money to get us through the next 4 years. And so as head of the co-head of the development effort, I identified for myself a figure that really hurt, a contribution that would really hurt, and then I multiplied it by four. And I've reached out to the Hampshire community and asked them to do the same. If you can give $1,000, give $4,000. If you can give $250,000, give $1,000,000. And that way, we will be demonstrating to the rest of the world, which is rooting for Hampshire to win, those philanthropists and those foundations interested in education, and particularly the kind of innovative education that Hampshire has pioneered, will help us get over this hump. And so we're kind of very excited. Reports of our death are greatly exaggerated.
And how much money are you hoping to raise? What is the need there?
It you know, it's a significant amount of money for us. It would be, you know, a week's interest for Harvard. But we have to do anywhere from $80 to $100 million in the next 4 years, and that changes or goes higher or goes lower depending on certain circumstances. But I'm sort of rolled up my sleeve, as have thousands of us, and are committed to solving this problem and really beginning to use this crisis as an opportunity to help reinvigorate the Hampshire model and make it more not just sustainable in a financial sense. It's a kind of perfect storm of demographics and other aspects of that negative transactional world of higher education that has put us in this position. And I think we have that opportunity to emerge stronger than we've ever been before.
And you're talking about this fundraising campaign, but as one graduate, Jessamine West, points out, not everybody who graduates has the wherewithal to do that. She told New England Public Radio that, quote, most of us are tree-hugging, follow-your-dreams kind of people, which means a lot of us, as much as we might want to help support the school, aren't necessarily rolling in it and may not have much to give. What do you say to her?
It does not matter how much you give. I would like to identify each person, to identify that figure that hurts, and then multiply it by four. It is really important that everybody realize that that kind of spirit that she describes of being out there trying to do good is in many cases not going to deliver people the kind of incomes that those transactional institutions are kind of in some way preparing their students for. We're adaptive and we're innovative, and absolutely, that's the case. There's no shame. This is why I won't publish how much I'm giving, because I don't want in any way this to be any kind of contest. It may be that somebody that gives $400 has hurt more than somebody who's given $400,000. If you can see it in increments of four times hurt, then you have the ability to help be part of a wonderful bit of news, a great headline, which is Hampshire College safe and out of the woods.
Now, the New England Commission of Higher Education has indicated that the college's accreditation is at risk, but Acting President Ken Rosenthal says he's confident that the school will be able to meet the accreditor's standards. On Monday, he laid out personnel changes in a letter to the Hampshire community. The school will lay off 24 staff members, and another 47 staff members are taking voluntary leave or leave of absence or will reduce their appointments. Does your group think that will be enough, and do you think that's the right way to go?
This is a necessity. We are shrinking by necessity the number of people in the college, and that means we can't have as many staff and as many faculty. And I believe, as does Ken Rosenthal, that the accreditation will not be changed in any way, and we're very confident that we'll be able to meet their requirements.
Now, there are a lot of small liberal arts institutions, small private colleges across the country that are in crisis. There isn't the same demand for them as there used to be, and some have had to close their doors. It's inevitable in a way. What is it about Hampshire College that makes it different?
First of all, we're not immune to those kinds of pressures that have forced the closure of other places, but I think of all of the smaller colleges that offered a kind of alternative, we were the most vigorous. And I think the proof of it is in, if you just walk the campus today and see the quality of students and the way they've got their eyes fixed on the future, if you look at the alums that are, really, stepping up to the plate and helping out in a big way, you begin to understand that Hampshire meant for all of us something incredibly unique, that it wasn't just preparing us for a particular career rut or lane that we would be in, but taught us how to see and how to live and how to cross over the many lanes. And so you find Hampshire College students incredibly adaptive and incredibly innovative. And that kind of entrepreneurial, in a way, spirit invests all the disciplines, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or going to become a documentary filmmaker. And so I think that Hampshire, just by sheer will and sheer creativity in its original inception and its willingness to always innovate, will get it through this period. And all of us are now at the position of stop sort of arguing over what might be going on and getting down to the business of how do we actually save the college.
Are there other alternative things that you're looking at, perhaps partnerships with other institutions, for instance, or moving some of the space involving public education or community engagement appropriate? Does Hampshire have to stay in its current independent state for it to survive?
We have decided that that's what we want to do, but the Options Committee, when it was regularly configured with the previous administration, was all about helping to advise in the consideration of a multiple number of options. And so while we won't rule out some options, we have elected collectively to go with this independent model, which we believe we can do. It will probably require down the road some partnerships, but none that would jeopardize our independence and the secret sauce that we think we've got and the message we want to proclaim to the world that if you wish to escape the sort of transactional aspects of higher education, you do no better than to come to Hampshire College.
That's filmmaker and Hampshire College alum Ken Burns. He's on the President's Options Working Group at Hampshire College, which is working to help the college endure its current financial troubles and carve out a future for the school. Thanks for your time, Ken.
My pleasure. Thank you.